This is Twit.
We have talked before on this show, I've talked before on Windows Weekly about the future of Cortana. And essentially, Cortana is becoming a productivity sidekick. And when I hear productivity sidekick, I think of Clippy. And that is kind of what's happening to Cortana in the future. Cortana is going to be a productivity assistant that helps you with, you know, making Google Sheets and Excel spreadsheets and Microsoft Office documents, and helps you, you know, connect your calendar, your Outlook, and all of those kinds of things that, you know, the Microsoft suite of products together, and is less about being a virtual assistant. And the writing has been on the wall for a long time, as has the actual sort of announcement that this was going to happen. But officially, Microsoft is shutting down Cortana, and that includes Cortana being shut down on iOS and Android apps. And what is really surprising to me, Mary Jo Foley probably has, and for folks who don't know, that is one of the panelists, co-hosts of Windows Weekly. And Mary Jo Foley has one of the only Harman Kardon Invoke speakers, I think, on planet Earth at this point. And every time I'm on the show, I'm always asking her about it. And they're going to end Cortana support for it as well. So she officially won't be able to use Cortana on that Harman Kardon Invoke. And that's so sad.
Brutal. It looks like the Smalt thing. I was looking at the Kardon thing. I feel like most people aren't surprised by this news.
They've
consumer facing part of Cortana. I think it's smart strategically. Even Microsoft is just like, we're not going to compete in you playing music on your phone and things like that. The area that they work in is the productivity suite. I was actually thinking about just Xbox and that whole, the PC world that they're very embedded in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of left out of this equation, even ironically, Cortana being specifically from Halo, which is always still just like a nerdy choice, because Siri and all the other ones aren't, I don't want to say them, but they didn't just choose a video game character. I don't know. It is always an odd choice and doesn't exactly resonate. So it's kind of not surprising, but it is. We were just talking last week about a robot coming back to life, and now one of the assistants is going away.
Oh,
she's evolved beyond the need for consumers. She's just going to slurp up your enterprise.
She is her. I never thought about it like that. That's funny. Way past beginning to feel.